The door does not appear to be trapped.
Okay, Jill will nod to Wynn.
Wynn will then quietly open the door and peek inside.
All right, click it, please.
Click. I just tried to open a locked door. I'll pull out my thieves' tools and start picking those locks.
Go for it.
17.
With a 17, you hear a satisfying click as the door unlocks.
Okay. And I'll just keep my hand on the handle and turn it and then peek inside.
A room that is absolutely filthy, full of rubble. There are holes in the ceiling where rubble from the top floor has crashed through it.
Ah.
Old furniture lies around in sticks. There are threadbare carpets that are bunched up and crumpled. There's stone and timber lying around in heaps where it's fallen through the ceiling. The doorways, like the doorway you just opened, is sagging. Even the door itself half came off its hinges as you tried to open it a little. And even the floor is cracked and creaking.
Nice. So she kind of opens the door. Seeing nobody's in there, she kind of quietly slowly unturns the handle so it doesn't make any noise, pushes the door open and lets everybody see inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, do we want to go in here or go try the next door to see what we see there?
Looking into the room, is there another door in the room that would lead out to the rest of the mansion?
Wynn gingerly puts her foot onto the floor to see if she can actually stand on that one without falling through, and we'll step in to kind of peek around and see. And she kind of nods and points over to the far left corner for Jill.
Yes, there is a second door that Wynn can see in here.
All right, I think one's as good as another.
She nods her head, and she will slowly creep over to the next door, but wait for the others to kind of look it over before she tries opening that door.
Wynn, could you make a dex save, please?
Yeah, absolutely. 26.
You managed to just duck out of the way as falling rocks crash from the ceiling.
Fuck.
She dives sideways and looks up at it.
Was that triggered by something, or is that just because this is an old fucking house?
It's an old fucking house.
Alright, so this is just an old sitting room?
This appears to be some kind of old sitting room, yes.
Okay. Then Jill is going to slowly pick her way through the rubble. She'll motion to Artie as she enters, and Kara to come in.
Arturus, you follow behind?
Yes.
Wynn, you have arrived at the door at the back corner of the room. What do you do?
She slowly opens it again, peeking through.
Yeah.
And then we'll step forward to kind of look both ways down these halls. Because what I see, audience, is that I see two long hallways, one going south, one going east, and several doors within them.
Oh, we are going to be here all night if we try to open all these fucking doors.
She nods to Jill and turns and says, I'm going to try and look for, like, a basement. I feel like basements tend to be towards the front-ish.
Cellars are usually going to be...
Usually a kitchen, no?
Probably access towards a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Because then you've got, like, the larder.
And I always feel like the larder and kitchen's toward the front, so I'm going to go forward.
The front? Sure?
If that's bad thinking, then...
I don't know. I don't really... Anna, what would we have to...
Yeah.
...to do to make this logic leap here?
Well, Liana Fairhell told you to search this house.
Oh.
That there would be evidence of cult activity that would be found here.
Okay. I guess we ought to just do this.
Ugh. She nods and instead goes east towards this rubble pile.
And you just walk down the hallway?
Slowly, yes.
No, check.
She checks for traps. She checks for traps.
Perception checks. We're dungeon crawling here.
Okay, so you mentioned before that you want to look down the hallways to the east and to the south. Could you make a perception check for those two, please?
Yes.
Also, Kara comes up behind you, and she has her crystal ball in her hand, and she gently touches it to your back and whispers something, and you feel the effects of a spell go off. This is guidance.
1d4.
You can add a 1d4 to this.
Let me add that. 16.
A 16. Okay, with a 16... You see a very precarious-looking pile of rubble just to your south, protruding from the ceiling. You think that if you stepped here, you would probably set off some kind of landslide from the ceiling again.
Okay, does she see, like, a way she could make sure that that doesn't happen? Like,
or do we,
like,
just need to avoid the southern hallway altogether?
Just need to avoid it.
You think that if you or someone had, say, a spell or a long pole of some kind, you could dislodge it and set it off before you get to it?
We do have a long pole!
Artie has a long pole.
Artie. I always have a long pole.
And also, like, three of you have mage hand.
I have a pole of... I don't have mage hand. I have a pole of collapse... No. Do any of us have mage hand?
I don't have mage hand.
Kara puts up and says, I have mage hand.
Yeah. We also have a pole of collapsing.
Wow.
Could you set that off so it doesn't hit any of us?
I mean... Okay. Let me just turn around.
I'm saying to Kara. To Kara.
I think Jill is very excited to use her pole.
Oh, the pole of collapsing. Jill, can you set that off so it doesn't collapse on us?
New toy, yes.
All right.
When, after checking, the East Dragon will step out of the way.
Yeah, the East hallway seems fine. Jill, you reckon you'd be safe standing about at the start of the hallway, right at the crossroads. So what is the command word you want to set for this pole?
Fuck. No, it can't be fuck. I say that too often. I really didn't think that far ahead. I'm not really... I just want it to go. I speak a command word.
You speak a command word, and the pole springs from a tiny little thing to a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, and she'll...
It's weird feeling it physically change the amount of space it takes up in the universe. Something's not right there. That feels like a violation of physics.
It's magic, baby. So she'll,
I can't believe your word was engorge.
What? No. Gross.
Engorge is the command word.
No, it's not. Honestly, Artie, I cannot say, it could not be engorge because you would say that too often and then, oops, there's a pole sticking out of my entire fucking bag.
It could be angrily said, I want it to be big.
That's not a word.
No, but it's fun.
No. Look, I have this 10-foot fucking pole. You can just make your innuendos if you got them. Go on, get it out of your systems.
I don't have any, really.
What if it's Goku?
What?
Well, what if it is Goku?
What the fuck is a Goku? You
it's know, like a space Jesus, you know, situation.
Goku. You know, it's a monkey king. It's got a big ass pole.
Look, can we just trigger this thing?
Juliana, you sound a little triggered.
We have so much ground to cover, and this is one tiny little trap, you guys. I'm going to very slowly, probably try to, it's 10 feet, so I'm probably going to have to, like, scooch the pole in a little, so I'm actually, like, at some sort of fulcrum point. And just sort of nudge the rubble, I guess.
Yeah, sure. The rubble, you basically stick the pole up into the kind of crack in the ceiling and you find something to latch onto. And it's not too difficult. There's a bit you can wedge it in and then you wrench upwards and a bunch of rubble falls out of the ceiling.
I really don't like making this much noise. She'll collapse the pole back.
It collapsed, and you can pick your way over it without any problems. The southern hallway appears to be safe now.
Okay.
Wynn glances to Jill, and then we'll slip back just so that she can kind of... Since most traps are dex-based, okay, Wynn slips forward. She's going to check out that door to see if there's another trap on the door.
And I will come up to help you so you can get advantage on that. Or do you want me to look?
You do it.
Okay.
I trust you.
I'm going to actually say you don't need to make a check for this door.
Oh, okay.
It's half hanging off its hinges. If there is no way a trap could be attached to this.
Okay. Then I'll open it.
You open it and it literally falls down and crashes into the ground.
No! That's so much. That's so much noise.
She glances down at it and then she'll step briefly into the room just to kind of look around and see what she sees.
What's in there?
All right. This appears to be some kind of old study or parlor. There's... Again, more furniture. There's a collapsed fireplace in the southern corner. It's a mess. This place doesn't look great.
She looks to the southern door and we'll see if she can see, like, anything between her and there, if anything's going to collapse that way.
No, nothing appears to be that.
Okay, and then she'll slip over towards it and gesture to Jill so that Jill can look it over as well.
Yeah, I'll do that, but first I want to just do a perception check around the room just to see if there's anything useful in here.
Yeah, sure. Look, because there are so many checks, I'm going to make you only roll one perception check per room, and that'll count for traps, that'll count for doors, that'll count for locations and stuff.
Okay, so with an advantage, with Wynn helping me look at things, that is 16.
Add a 1d4 for Kara's guidance.
Okay. That's a 4, so that comes out to a dirty 20.
Wonderful. So with a dirty 20, you can see that this room is a wreck. It's trashed, but it doesn't look like anyone stayed here or lived here or done anything here.
Okay.
The door also appears to be free of traps.
Okay. Okey-doke. Then she'll open up that door.
The southern door.
And then step slowly through to kind of peek around.
This appears to be some kind of reading room. There is another fireplace, but it also completely collapsed under the ceiling. There's a carpet on the floor, and it's a tattered mess. Absolutely threadbare.
She avoids that carpet. And then steps very carefully, because all the rubble kind of blocks the western side of the room. So she steps very carefully to kind of peek that way. And, it kind of investigates and looks around.
Jill will come in behind her.
There's one more door to the northeast corner of the room.
Jill steps into the room. Let's do a little looky-loo.
Who's going to give me their pep check?
Me.
All right.
That's another dirty 20.
Right. With a dirty 20, you see that the windows themselves were boarded up from the inside long ago. The ceiling is collapsing, but it's not nearly as precarious as the other ones you've seen. And overall, this room seems empty.
Okay. Then I think we basically covered, like, the whole western half of the house.
Yeah.
Because, like, that door that's to the northeast looks like it's down, probably just going to loop back down to the hallway. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will open that and then head back to the eastern hallway, since we know the hallway is otherwise clear.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you appear to have cleared the entire western wing of the house.
So then she'll go to this door that she saw by the rubble, that since this hallway was clear, and she will check the door over with Jill.
Because you did a successful pep check on this hallway, I will say that the door is free of traps.
Okay, so open that up, and then slowly avoid the bearskin rug to kind of peek around.
This appears to be some kind of study. There is a desk in the center of it. It is fully cracked in half. Broken bookshelves and tables. Any books or paperwork that was on them before is now tattered and ruined by weather and time. The windows are boarded up. There's some glass on the ground on the inside where you can see they were smashed inwards. And there are a couple of nice sofa chairs that people clearly used to sit on when they came into this office, but they are now fucked.
So none of that. So just full of more shit that doesn't matter.
Oh, it's ambience.
It is a bunch of junk.
Nothing here, Jill. Let's keep going east.
Yep.
Cool. So you continue heading east, and you arrive at a small interstitial room.
Checking that one out for traps.
All right. Pep check, please. Wynn, you're in front. You do it, please. You do get your guidance if you want, and Jill's advantage.
That's good. 15.
With a 15, you see the three doors around here, the one to the north, the east, and the west, all seem fine, but the ceiling just above the southernmost door looks very precarious.
She points at that, glances to Jill, and then steps aside.
Okay, I'll get out my pole and nudge it.
Yep, you get out your pole and you stick your pole in it, and the ceiling does collapse inwards there, harmlessly, and you are all fine. There is nothing to worry about. There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
Okay, we got three doors. Where are we heading?
Wynn, near to the north door, just decides to try opening it, see what's going on.
Okay.
It's a toilet!
This does appear to be the water closet.
That goes straight outside, which feels very awkward. I don't know why it feels awkward, but it does.
Honestly, this is really fancy the only times you have ever seen toilets inside houses has been in mansions.
After kind of peeking around, she then goes to the eastern door.
Peeking around, are you searching the room or just taking a glance and then leaving?
She will search it, glance down the toilet.
All right, pep check, please.
17.
With a 17, you notice a few things. The back door is bolted from the inside. You have noticed that the ceiling...
Toilet entrance.
The ceiling here looks dangerous.
The sewers!
Oh no, not again.
And most importantly, you realize that there is a secret door here.
Ooh!
Secret door.
Behind the toilet.
The secret door is, in fact, behind one of the toilets.
Wynn kind of stares for a moment, kind of sighs, and then steps forward and pushes open the wall to open the secret door.
No, wait, check
there's
it
a trap.
First.
There's
okay,
a trap.
You put your hand on it.
Pause.
And no. I'm gonna need you to make a dex save, please.
No.
I love dex saves.
We've been so careful.
I can't see. 25.
With a 25, you dodge back out of the way as a bunch of spikes zoop out of the ceiling and miss you.
Yarg!
Into the toilet.
That toilet door is dangerous.
So that'll do it then. That'll be our friends.
She kind of eyes the toilet. Do the spikes withdraw or do they stay out?
They stay out, and it's clear they're quite poorly made.
Oh, hi.
With the tip of your rapier, you can pretty much just wedge them out and they fall to pieces.
Okay, I do that and then push the door open.
Alright. The door seems to be locked.
Lock it, baby!
You know what to do.
Thieves' tools.
Didn't you get a pair of those gloves that give you advantage on lockpicking?
See, I thought I had something like that.
You have those, Jill.
I think I said we should buy some. If I bought some, it was to immediately hand to Wynn.
They are in your inventory right now.
Then
I can move them to
Wynn's
if you like.
Yes, because she's the bard.
The bard rogue. Okay, now I have advantage. 21.
With a 21, you hear a click and the door swings open.
Okay, gonna peek around that room before I step in.
Yep. One last pep check, please.
You got this.
Perception, 1d4. 28 crit.
Very nice. The room appears safe. So this appears to be a small back room that has been closed off. There is a huge pile of rubble that has been... It's the only place you've seen the rubble scraped into a corner. And there is a hole with a ladder leaning down.
How rickety is this ladder?
It's hard to tell.
Oh, excellent. She steps forward and peers down the hole.
It is pitch black down there with just the faintest little hint of light.
Even with our dark vision?
Yeah, with dark vision you see no light as if it was dim light, so it's still hard to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's our marching order?
Artie, you mind going down first?
Oh. Okay, but if I fall down... into a deep tunnel, a pit, again.
This time isn't in a Halloween castle, so there's probably going to be less skeletons.
Ugh.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, any skeletons that there will be alive, but they'll probably be doing stuff, not just hanging around.
It is a death cult, they might have skeletons, but they might not.
Okay.
You got this?
Go down first. Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
You hear a click? And you look back and you see Kara has pulled from her belt a pistol.
Yeah, that seems smart.
Okay, that's not for me, right?
Kara just raises an eyebrow at you and says, no?
Okay.
This is mine. Piss off.
What? No, I meant shooting me.
What? Oh, no. Please. Go hit things, whatever it is you do. Who's following after Artie?
I'll go next.
All right.
I'll go third.
All right, and Kara will bring up the rear. All right, so Arturos, you step forward and climb down the ladder. So where you are currently standing is a cave. It appears to have been hollowed out under the house. There is a pillar here holding up the ceiling. The cave entrance is just a small tunnel, but at the exit of it, it seems to widen out into a broader area that has actual lights in it.
Hmm. Is the pillar a regular pillar or a creepy cult pillar?
The pillar has a stone base and is made of wood and then another piece of stone bracing the top. It looks well made enough. Doesn't look particularly fancy.
All right. Regular pillar.
Okay. Wen, you're our sneakiest right now, I think.
She nods and then kind of pulls her webbed cloak around her shoulders and kind of creeps forward around right. Artie. Looking around as she goes and keeping an eye out for traps. Actually, you know what? I'm going to walk on the wall.
I was going to say.
I'm going to walk on the wall while looking for traps.
Very good. So make a pep check, please, as you walk forward.
20. Dirty 20.
So with a 20, here are the things you can see. Ahead of you, you can see the cave starts to open up into a wider area. Ahead of you, there is a pillar that appears to have collapsed. So clearly it's not new. It looks like it's rotted. And the light in the area doesn't look like any kind of natural light. It looks like white light, and it's slightly pulsating.
That's ominous. Carefully walk around to kind of see what that light is.
So you step forward, and here is what you see. Another pillar in the room, a brazier, but this one isn't lit with a flame. It's lit with a... From the inside, it's hard to see. It's like a bowl or some kind of urn, but out of it is shining a glowing white light up to the ceiling. And you can just see the edge of someone wearing sackcloth robes.
Ominous. She kind of looks that way. Do they seem to have noticed her?
With that pep check, I'll say you can see that the person... So you are, for the listener, you are coming out of this small cave entrance facing south. The cave is opening up to the south and then mostly to the west. And that person seems to be lying... not prone, more like supplicate. They're on their knees, they're genuflecting and facing to the north.
Okay.
And you can hear a faint sound of someone speaking in a low voice.
Then she gently steps back and she glances over her shoulder, holds up two fingers, and then kind of shrugs like she has at least noticed two.
Two? What direction are they facing?
She points, and then she points to her right, so we're at the west side for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then she points at her eyes and points north.
Shit.
Oh, they're pointing right at us.
Man, I don't think we can get any surprise out of this. I guess let's just try to get up to them.
Wen nods, gestures to herself, and then points to the ceiling.
Oh, Jill nods.
Wen walks up the wall to the ceiling and then we'll sneak and creep in to kind of go that way closer so that we at least can get one person kind of in like a surprise position.
Yes. Holy shit. Okay. First, if you don't have inspiration, take it, please.
Yes.
So Wen, you walk up the wall.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So you are now standing on the ceiling and I'll let you say that you pretty much from the mouth of the cave, you can walk straight up to the ceiling there and I'll tell you more about it as you go.
Everything I go, I'm basically on the ceiling. So she's going to creep a little bit closer while on the ceiling. She will still sneak.
I was going to say, before you go there, please roll stealth with advantage.
Can do.
I'm also going to turn your token upside down so we know that she's on the ceiling.
Perfect. Crit with 33.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know what? I want you to add Kara's guidance just
for fun. In case. Okay.
Fucking spider win over here.
So 35.
So that's a total of 35. With that stealth check, you disappear from Gem Jammer entirely and go join the cool kids table.
Spider Bard. Spider Bard.
Yeah. So, walk on into the room.
Ah!
And let me describe for everyone what you see. You are standing in a large cavern about...
God, I gotta say, it's a good thing that this is Wen who keeps her hair up in, like, a sensible bun as opposed to Cacophony, whose hair would probably be almost touching the floor.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny. You are standing in a room It is a large cavern about 50 feet across, 70 feet long, north to south, and about 40 feet high. So you're pretty high up off the ceiling. There are three pillars holding up the ceiling, and the fourth one is caved in. There are also four of these braziers on the floor giving off this white light. And you see a number of figures, seven figures total.
Ugh.
Six of them are wearing sackcloth robes. The last one is wearing some kind of really weird-looking armor that covers their face. And it's hard to tell, but they look like they have a weapon held in one of their hands.
Huh.
At the northern end of the room, there is a large, low... It's like a plinth or an altar. It's only like a step up, but it's large and round, about 15 feet across. And in it is a faintly glowing communion circle, like the ones you saw in the sewers.
She will briefly slip back to wave at everybody and hold up seven fingers.
Motherfucker.
And then she will hold up one finger and kind of gesture to her head and do like a little dance like she's trying to show off that someone's fancy.
Jill squints at her like, what? Okay,
Wait, I think I have message. Why aren't I just using message? I do have message.
Because message has verbal component.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll,
That'll make everybody notice me.
Jill just sort of waves like, okay, we'll just do like some fucking charades here. Two words? How many words?
She holds up like, she kind of pauses for a moment, holds up one finger.
One word?
She nods and points at Jill.
Cleric?
She kind of nods and shrugs, like, maybe?
Okay.
And then she holds up six fingers, and then one finger to kind of indicate one word.
One word, okay.
And then she just kind of swings her arms, like she's trying to just imitate, like, somebody who's just kind of like, you know, a regular dude.
Okay, six normies.
She thumbs up.
Okay.
Amazing.
Wiggles.
She also holds up, she pauses, lifts her hand one more time, pauses, kind of holds up three fingers.
Okay.
And she kind of gestures like she's drawing a circle on the ground with her finger.
Like a magic circle?
Thumbs up, and then she tries to imitate, like, something coming up around her and her starting to like, she grabs her throat like she can't breathe.
Strangulation?
She kind of nods and kind of gestures forward with her hands like she's trying to think, like, think what's connected to this.
Sacrifice.
She points down to the circle again and then gestures forward, gestures to herself. Then she just kind of shrugs and is like, let's just go. She kind of gestures like, let's beat him
Jill
to death.
Jill shrugs and just like gestures with her hammer, like waves her hand a little.
Yeah, Wynn kind of nods and then just walks forward.
Like mimes like hitting the hammer on something, like murder?
Yeah, she nods.
Can we go now?
I don't know. She walked away. I don't know.
She just kind of nods and walks away.
I guess we're doing murder now, but should we wait until she... No, she's so... I guess we just go.
Okay. Wait, what if I shoot first? And ask questions later.
You're asking a question now.
Okay.
You guys are getting pretty loud.
Artie takes out his blunderbass.
With her free hand, Kara holds up her orb and whispers something. A small rune appears to go inside it, and you all feel the effects of the Bless spell.
Ooh!
Specifically on Arturos and Giuliano.
Jill nods, thanks.
So you can now, when you are either making an attack roll or a saving throw within the next minute, you can roll a d4 and add that to it. Wynn is, I'm afraid, out of range.
Okay, I am going to try to creep around the corner. See if, like, how closer together are all these guys?
Do you want to be stealthy?
Yes.
Then roll stealth, please.
Okay, and okay, so I have some boots that are technically give me an advantage, quote-unquote, on stealth, but I wear plates, so that gives me a disadvantage. So does that just come out to, like, a regular stealth roll?
Roll flat.
Okay. That's better than it was.
Yep.
That's still a 4.
Do you have an inspiration?
I don't think I do.
Okay. So.
That's cleric life, baby.
That is cleric life, baby.
Here's what happens. You step into the room, trip over something, and fall forward flat on your face.
Fucking shit.
You scramble to your feet, but you went clink, clang, clong. And 7 people in the room turn and look at you.
Well, they're not looking at Wynn.
They're not looking at Wynn. Wynn, you are still effectively hidden.
Jill looks at the 7 people.
They look at her.
Okay, that wasn't exactly what I was planning, but end game's the same. Time to fuck your shit up.
Everyone, please roll initiative. Gem Jamma is performed by Annie Creighton, Anna Emmeline, Rio Rios, and Mackenzie Weaver, and is edited by Jake Mason. Our cover art is by Canary Witch, who can be found at canarywitch.carrd.co, and our character design is by Rio Rios, who can be found at rios.com. Our opening and closing music is by Saad Akhtar Ali. For bonus content, such as Jilliana's private diary, behind-the-scenes homebrew stuff, and other features from our other shows, I Will Fight You and Date Me, Damn It, our Patreon has it all from only $1 a month at patreon.com/thegemjam. Thank you so very much for listening. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you next time. Why are the braziers in the combat order?